At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker with a special report on the National Rifle Association's annual meeting. The NRA's convention kicks into high gear today at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas. President Trump and Vice President Pence will both speak at the event, and protesters are mobilizing outside. The president's appearance comes after he temporarily walked away from the organization's anti-gun control mission following the Parkland school shooting in February that left 17 people dead. In our Friday conversation, you'll hear from people on both sides of the gun issue. First up, Alice Tripp. She's legislative director of the Texas State Rifle Association. KERA's Rick Holter talked to her in Manor, just east of Austin.
When you first heard about the Parkland shootings with 17 people dead, what was your first reaction?
Well, I'm a mother and a grandmother. My first reaction was, oh, my God. I've been the lobbyist for TSRA for 20 years. I was the lobbyist in 99 when Columbine happened, and the NRA was scheduled to come to Denver a month later. So this type of tragedy, coincidental to something like this, it's sad that it would happen anytime.
If you were sitting across that table having a cup of coffee with one of the students whose brother died at Parkland, what would you say to them?
I would say what we need to find is the root cause for what's happening. And it's not ever just one thing. So it's what was missed, what can be done for that particular school, for the perpetrator, how he was missed, how he was allowed to come into that school, and how it all happened. Don't go with a simplistic vision of what caused this terrible tragedy.
I talked to a student helping organize the protest marches several weeks back, and she said they were simply trying to make schools safer. She called for common sense gun rules. Is that too much to ask?
Well, I've come to hate the term common sense almost as much as I hate the term gun violence. You know, the Ten Commandments pretty much covered it all. And everything else since then has been kind of a runaround, knee-jerk reaction. We've got truck violence in some countries. We've had pressure cooker violence at the Boston Marathon. So let's look at the whole picture. Well, let's look at the perpetrator and what was missed. Let's look at the school's security and what was missed. Let's look at Facebook. Let's talk about all of it. There are no gun laws missing, not one that would have stopped any gun-related tragedy that I've seen.
Well, immediately after Parkland, the president did call for more training and arming of teachers. Do you support that, first of all?
Well, we don't need it. We got it. We're way ahead of the curve. We're ahead of just pretty much any other state. And it's happened more and more and more. It happened because of Sandy Hook. It happened because of Columbine. It happened because of all these other things. The president's calling for it. He could call all day, but he needs to call the other 49 states. Texas has got it covered.
Alice Tripp is the legislative director of the Texas State Rifle Association. Thanks for taking the time.
You bet. Anytime.
Alice Tripp will be stationed inside the convention center this weekend. We'll turn now to someone who will be outside the convention center. Wyatt Ahayek is a student at UT Arlington, and she leads Rally for Reform, one of the groups that will protest tomorrow.
I'm curious, what got you into this? I know the Parkland shooting was kind of the catalyst for the marches and stuff, but what was it for you?
For me, I mean, when I was 7 years old, I was held at gunpoint at a local convenience store, just getting snacks with a friend for a movie night. You know, you hear stories, because I lived in Detroit, Michigan, you hear stories, you see it on the news, but you never think it's going to happen to you. And so when I was seven and it happened to me, it really changed my life for forever. It sparked up this part of me that was excited to do something. But at the same time, when it came to gun violence, I was so upset that I couldn't talk about it. So I waited for politicians to talk about it. And at some point when you grow up, you realize these politicians aren't talking about it and they don't really care. And so when I saw the Parkland students, and, you know, they didn't wait for anyone to start the conversation, they started it themselves. And that really inspired me in saying, you know, if I don't talk about it, who will?
I talked to Alice Tripp, who's a leader of the Texas State Rifle Association. I want to ask you a version of the question I asked her. Mm-hmm. If you were sitting across the table having a cup of coffee with the leader of a gun rights movement, what would you say?
I would say that we're not as different as they think. People always often confuse that we're trying to take away guns, but that's not the issue that we're really trying to do. It's just we're trying to regulate the amount of gun violence that happens. You know, we say 97% of American voters support universal background checks, but yet our politicians say that there's no, you know, there's no proof that people would support this kind of legislation. But there is. There's a whole statistic that supports it. And, you know, I'm sure that there are NRA members who support it. And so it's something that's very common sense. It's not, we're not trying to take away people's guns. We're just trying to regulate, you know, that no one should have a military grade weapon for defense. And, you know, universal background checks, that's something that everyone can get on board with because it just ensures that the right people are getting their hands on guns.
Now, gun rights leaders say that even the term gun violence is loaded, that, you know, it's really the problem is really not guns. It's the criminal behavior. It's the criminals holding the guns.
Yeah. In a way, that's sort of a ridiculous argument because it's like without that gun, that person would never be able to do the actions that they've done. You know, when it comes to, for example, suicide, unfortunately, you know, one of the biggest ways that a person dies from suicide is due to a gun. And that person would never be able to shoot themselves without that gun. And same thing with mass shootings. You would never be able to kill so many people if it wasn't for an AR-15. And so it's how do we regulate that gun to make sure that those kind of people don't get their hands on that weapon.
A lot of people think Texas is and always will be a hub of gun culture. So why isn't this a lost cause?
I think it's not a lost cause because of who's leading it. I mean, you have students who are leading it. Our generation, we're the post-Columbine generation. We're the generation who has seen tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. And when our whole generation saw the Parkland kids step up, we were like, look, they're like us, and they're speaking up. And so you had, you know, our generation and even older people sort of saying, they're right. Like, why would we give up? Why have we given up? Why have we stayed silent? Why have we accepted thoughts and prayers on Twitter? Our generation, we have so many stereotypes that we're lazy and entitled. But if there's one stereotype that we gladly take, it's that we're stubborn. And that if we believe in something, we keep fighting for it until something happens. And I think that's definitely a good reason of why this isn't a lost cause.
Wada Hayek is a senior at UT Arlington, one of the student leaders of this weekend's protest marches. Thanks for taking